Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting 7th. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Scott Laos. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pagliarulo. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Bell reaches second base with a double. Cora scores. Thomas scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Winfield strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laos takes first base on ball four. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Laos moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cora fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Laos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Laos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Laos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Laos hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Burks moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Ron Karkoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Cora reaches second base with a double. Mike Hartley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cora. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Cora steals third. Cora scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Bell reaches second base with a double. There goes Thomas trying to get to third. Puckett throws the ball into Lewis, who relays the ball to Pagliarulo, who tags Thomas for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Knobloch fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Raines steals second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leo's hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Mack reaches second base with a double. Knobloch moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Burks. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Burks steals second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartley covering, for the out. Burks moves to third. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Burks scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leos fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Leos. Larry Cajun now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Karkovice moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karkovice moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JT Brewitt pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. JT Brewitt now playing right field. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cora strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leoz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leoz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper tags and scores. One out. It's 10-5, White Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. One out. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.